Welcome back to another episode of Rhythms of the World, everybody. This is DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. How is everyone doing? It is getting to be pretty late in the semester. Well, maybe it's more like middle semester, but it starts to feel like things are rolling a little quicker and getting to that point where, oh my gosh, everything needs to be turned in. But hey, I'm kind of rolling with the punches this semester and doing what I can because COVID has been a pain. Being home, as much as I love my family, has been a pain. So I am doing what I can to stay positive and stay focused as much as possible, but also thinking about myself, thinking about what I can do to stay happy, stay healthy, and stay motivated for the rest of the semester. You guys know I love myself some music. I love myself some traveling, some planning future events in other countries. And I will let you guys know I'm actually going to Mexico in December. So we'll see how that goes. I'm still sort of hesitant to really head out there just because I know with COVID going on, it's dangerous to travel. And let's be honest, people are kind of careless. I don't know about where everyone else lives here. I've noticed that there's a bunch of tourists that are still in, late October, coming to the beaches, and they have no masks. And, you know, it's just like we all kind of got to do our part to stay healthy, stay considerate of each other, I would say. Definitely think about your neighbors, think about the elderly in your community or the kids in your community. And honestly, now I think the majority of people are getting sick are somewhere between 20 and 29 is what I read. So think about yourselves, you know, this is affecting everyone, and we have to do our part to make it better. But one thing I do know is that we will get out of this one way or another. We will move forward and be able to get back out on the road, be able to go to concerts, be able to experience life as it was before. So stay happy, stay positive, and let's do some traveling around the world through music. We'll start off talking about another country that is, yes, still in South America. We're still in this sort of region of the world. I'm sorry if you were expecting anything different, but they will come, I promise. We are going to be talking about a country that is quite large. It is in South America, as I mentioned, but it's sort of different to a lot of the rest of the South American countries. It has a really, really, really large European influence. So we will be discussing Argentina today. So Argentina covers most of the southern portion of the continent is how I would describe it. It's the world's largest, that's wrong, the world's eighth largest country, and it occupies area actually that's more extensive than Mexico and Texas combined, which is cool. I did not know that. It has plains, deserts, tundra, and forests, and really tall mountains, rivers, thousands of miles of ocean shoreline in the east. It actually also claims a portion of Antarctica, and it's has like a few different islands in the South Atlantic. This includes the Falkland Islands. I think I'm saying that correct. In Spanish, it's Las Islas Malvinas. So Argentina has sort of been part of my life in a very small way. But my uncle, who is not really my uncle, but he lived with my grandma and my actual uncles for a really long time. He is from Argentina. His parents live over there. He was born over there. And he came, first he went to Mexico and they met him there, and then came here with the intention of, like many immigrants do, coming to the United States, finding a job, doing better, And he did just that. But I will always remember his accent. And one of my favorite words that he says is boludo. It's like what's up with you, fool? Like, how do I explain it in a way that's more understandable? Yeah, so it's kind of like endearing, but also not in a way. It's like friend. Like, you can call a friend that, but I just love hearing him talk. I love the way his Spanish is different from Mexican Spanish, and these little words like boludo that add this like different flavor to the language. I think that's awesome. So I'm lucky enough to have this little bit of Argentina that I grew up with, even though it wasn't a huge, huge part of my life because I never actually lived with them, but I did know him and I still talk to him today, actually. We still talk to him today. When I was, I'd say, middle school, I think the transition from like elementary school to middle school, I was like, oh my gosh, I really want to go to Argentina. I don't know why I want to go. I want to see the penguins at the tip of Argentina. I want to get to see like the cattle ranchers there, which we'll talk a little bit more about the type of place that Argentina is. But same like consistent, persistent urge to want to travel, to see the world. And right now, I mean, it's happening virtually. It's happening through the radio. It's obviously not the same experience that you get when you're somewhere else. But I am excited to learn a little bit more about this place that's kind of always been in my life, but I've never really delved deep into. What excites me the most, I think, is that it is very different from the other South American countries. Not necessarily because it's European-based, but because it's different. Because it's, even within the region, something that is like culturally very similar in some ways, but in others, very, very different. So it'll be interesting to talk about it with you guys right now. I mean, it was, as I mentioned, same in the way that it was also a country conquered by the Spanish and very heavily, heavily influenced by the Spanish, but different in that it retained a lot of that Spaniard, European influence still till today. And whereas a lot of other Central and South American countries, while they do have these influences, have also a lot more presence of the indigenous cultures and or the mestizo mixture culture rather than the European influence. And this, like, you can see the European influence that continued on in Argentina in the food, in the way they speak, in the music they listen to, the dances they do. And obviously each region will vary, but overall, I think Argentina has still this very large European influence. But let's talk a little bit about the land. So Argentina is shaped, the way I see it, is like an inverted triangle. The base is at the top. It has about 880 miles, what they refer to as kilometers, 1,420 kilometers, across at its widest from east to west, and it stretches 2,360 miles from the subtropical north to the subantarctic south. So it's not really as close to the equator as many of the other South American countries, and it's not as far north as I thought it was. I'm actually learning as I go here too, so I've found out that it's not fully, the tip isn't really, really that close to Antarctica. It's close, but it's not quite the Antarctic South. It's bound by Chile to the south and west. On the north side, at the base of the inverted triangle, it is bordered by Bolivia and Paraguay. And on the east side, you will find Brazil, Uruguay, and the Atlantic Ocean. You can split up the regions into like these four main major regions: the Andes, the North, the Pampas, and Patagonia. each of these has its sort of own unique landscape. But we will be talking a little bit more about Argentina in the next segment and the music that comes from the country. As you know, I love to talk about music. This is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Penguin Radio. This is Rhythms of the World, and I'm your host, DJ Aventura. Guys, we are talking about Argentina today. Argentina, however you prefer to say it, I love Argentina. Listen to the way that R rolls, Argentina. But anyways, moving forward, we're going to start talking a little bit more about the music in Argentina, specifically about the genre of tango. If you guys have ever heard tango or the tango, it's like all the same word, same style. And if you've ever listened to the music or seen people dance to tango, you know how amazing it is. You know how beautiful and almost romantic. Yeah, honestly, yeah, that's the best way to describe it. Romantic. It's a really romantic style of music with all these different influences, which I will talk about in just a second. But I love watching people dance tango, and I really haven't heard that many vocalists singing tango. I think my biggest exposure to tango music was listening to Shakira, one of Shakira's songs. I'll play it for you in just a second. It's mostly the beginning of the song that's actually tango. I think the rest of it is kind of like a mixture of rock and pop, but I love the song. So let's take a quick listen to the beginning of it, and then we'll keep moving forward. As you know, I love myself some Shakira, and obviously she is not from Argentina, but she loves to take all these different cultures and mix them into her music, and that was probably my first and biggest exposure to tango I had ever had prior to this research and this radio show. So I'm excited to talk to you guys about what I found out. So tango. It actually came about in brothels, bars, and poor areas of Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina. There were a lot of European immigrants pouring into the country at the time and sort of mixing the various forms of music. There was the polka, the habanera from Cuba, the contradance, which is Spanish, the flamenco from Andalusia, Italian folk music. All of these were kind of coming together and being this new mixture that we now know as tango. These combinations of these European rhythms along with the Cuban rhythms brought to Argentina and Uruguay as well, actually not just Argentina but Uruguay, by traders and immigrants, developed into this sort of swinging, it's called a milonga, swinging milonga around 1900s. So the milonga quickly became the popular dance of Buenos Aires, and it slowly evolved into what we now know as tango. The 1930s and 1950s were kind of this golden age of what we know as tango, and it sort of mirrored the styles of jazz and swing that were really popular in the United States at the time. So as you can see, the music was developing all over the world, and in Argentina at the time, it was tango. But it's not the only genre that is popular in Argentina. There is also rock and roll. There is also electronic type music, pop music, as in most places. There's trap music and cumbia. Cumbia, as we've talked about in Colombia and in Mexico, it is also very present in Argentina. There's a lot of current popular acts of different mixes of music that have come together to kind of do their own style that isn't exactly pop or isn't exactly rock, but sort of takes elements from each and has made its own. There is also cuarteto. It is a form of kind of like dance music, almost like merengue, but it is a little different, and it became popular during the 1940s, kind of emerging at the same time as tango was really at its highest point. Eventually, however, tango did begin to lose its popularity and became kind of this more intellectual type music where, you know, the more elite would listen to it rather than it being kind of a normal everyday thing for everyone. And speaking of intellectual things, you know what I just thought of was that Shakira's song was not the only exposure I had of tango. If you've ever seen the Spice Girls, I think it's the Cheetah Girls. I think it's the second movie that they go to Spain. One of them ends up falling in love with, like, well, I don't know if you'd say falling in love. Obviously, it's a Disney movie, you know. But she finds this guy, and he is a dance instructor, and there's one scene where they're dancing tango, and oh, I was like, that's me. I'm that one. She's such a good dancer. Like, that is me. I will one day learn how to dance tango like that. And here I am, probably 10 years later, not knowing how to dance tango like that. Still wishing I knew how to dance tango like that, but excited to talk about it with you guys, even if it breaks my little 10-year-old Cheetah Girl fan heart to not be where I want it to be. But hey, there is still so much time to learn, right? The amazing thing about tango is that, yeah, it is a really, really danceable style of music, and I think most people listen to tango, as I mentioned, like, intellectually, but now mainly when they're watching dancing. The dancing is amazing. You will see partner dancing. Primarily, I don't think there's much single tango dancing, but it's when two partners do this, like I mentioned before, romantic style of music that pushes them to dance in a way that's also very romantic. It's partnered, it's up close, there's a lot of body movements, a lot of moving up and down. I suggest that if you haven't ever seen a video of people dancing tango, you do so right now. Pause what you're listening to, go and take a look, because it's beautiful. And you feel almost the sense of like bougie, like this is something that rich people do sort of thing, but it's so awesome. And it's something that I, like I mentioned, have always wanted to learn and will hopefully learn, because I think that it is, next to wanting to learn samba and having tried and not been successful at it, it is something that I do want to try and really try to be successful at, because it's an art form in of itself. I mean, dancing and music are art, but the tango specifically is an art form in of itself. Yeah, I'll play some more music as we go along here in the show so you guys can listen to it. But just, I really do recommend going and watching videos of tango dancers. And in terms of the dancing, there's a few different styles. There's tango de salón, tango callengue, tango nuevo, and new tango songs, ballroom tango, Finnish tango. There are these different styles that have come about since the 1950s that professionals dance to now. But something I forgot to mention that I, as you know, always try to mention is the influence from the African slaves as well as the Native Americans, or Native Argentinians. But yeah, they are Native Americans because, hey, Argentina is in the Americas. But there is, much like in these other South American countries, Central American countries, an influence from both these cultures, because obviously there was already a very large Native presence, but there was also this bringing of a whole new culture with bringing of slaves, right? And so much of the music that we have today that we are super grateful for, we have Native communities and African communities to thank for. So let's always remember to think about them. I tried to do my best to do so, and this time I forgot a little bit at the beginning, but I definitely wanted to bring that up because it's a really important part of musical history and just music in general. And for tango, tango literally means lugar de encuentro in an African language. Like that, the whole basis of tango is these different cultures. So super important to mention, but we'll continue to talk about tango more in this next segment. We'll talk about tango today, a little bit about the dancing, and we'll talk about some tango artists in the segment after that. As you know, this is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, everybody. This is DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio, the official Dominican University radio station. Guys, I just want to start off by saying I took a little break, went into my living room, and noticed my mom was watching the debate, right? And all I have to say is it was better than last time, but please, 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 please go vote. It is our tool to get who we want either in or out of office. Please, please go out and vote. Today I filled out my ballot. If you haven't done so, do so as soon as possible. Get it turned in to the right place. Just a little plug, because guys, we're looking towards the future here. We are the future. Let's vote. But back to Argentina and tango. So something that is actually really cool that I found was that tango was declared a Patrimonio Cultural Inmaterial de la Humanidad, which makes it a intangible cultural heritage. So it's a practice or representation, expression, knowledge, or skill that is considered by the UNESCO or UNESCO to be part of a place's cultural heritage. So this can be some sort of like music, something like tango, the dance, or like when you think about the tangible ones, so something that is a physical thing would be like a place, a historic place, a monument, anything like that. But this just shows like how important tango is to not only Argentina but the world, because it is something that represents them both artistically and historically. So I definitely want to mention two people who were really, really important to tango. That would be Enrique Santos de Sepolo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. De Sepolo. De Sepolo. The accent's on the E. De Sepolo. Who it was a composer. Mariano Mores and Astor Piazzolla, who is probably the most important one of the three. There's also the singer and dancer Carlos Gardel. Very important people to tango in Argentina. So there, as I mentioned, are a few different kinds. And when you look at people dancing tango de figuras is one I don't think I mentioned earlier, but it's the one that you imagine when you think of tango, right? It's the one where it's the man and the woman and they're, or the two partners, and they are like legs stretched, maybe one leg up high, doing the full version of tango. As I mentioned, if you haven't seen tango dancers, definitely go look them up. They are essentially telling a story through the music and through the dance, much like the courting rituals in other cultures. And like when you look at tango dancers, so they'll be dressed in, the women typically will be dressed in dresses that are tighter at the top, perhaps even long sleeve, but it'll be kind of tight all the way down until hips, and then from the hips down it'll be a little more flowy, so you could see it as the dancers move around. Men are typically in suits, not necessarily, you know, a wedding suit, but definitely in pants and maybe a vest and a shirt underneath. Both of these will typically be black, but they can be any color, as we know. It's not necessarily an official rule of tango. As we know, there are different instruments that take part in tango as well. There is traditional types of tango that are played with a solo guitar, or there are ensembles, which include, you know, two violins, they'll have a flute, a piano, double bass, and something that is very important in tango music, which is a bandoneon. It's sort of like, what are they called? Accordions. I will play a little segment of what it sounds like here, so go ahead and take a listen. Yeah, so that is what a bandoneon sounds like. I think it's bandoneon in English, but bandoneon in Spanish. So it's similar to a accordion, but it's the main player in tango. It's what you'll hear, the primary instrument in tango for sure. And this just shows you like the even more of the European influence, because it is a primarily European. Sorry guys, I can't seem to speak today. European instrument that has influenced these rhythms all the way across the world. I want to talk a little bit about that aspect of it. So it is super popular, as we know, in Argentina. It's its origins, but it's danced everywhere. As I mentioned earlier about the Cheetah Girls movie, that was in Spain. And so today it is danced in a lot of the world, including Asia, a lot of Europe, the United States. There are tango clubs, tango classes that you could take, places where you could just go and listen to music. So definitely take advantage of those opportunities if you get a chance, because obviously the ideal would be to go to Argentina and sit in a cafe or club or even outside on the streets and get to listen to these bands play this music and watch these dancers dance. But we do what we can right now. What we can do for sure is look up a video on YouTube, like I mentioned. Do so, because you will love it. People in Spain love it. People in Asia, Europe, everywhere. Canada, a lot of Central and South America, the Caribbean. Like I mentioned, I mean, Shakira has it in her songs. And now that I'm thinking about it, Romeo Santos, who I spoke about when I was talking about the Dominican Republic. If you've heard his song, what's it called? Propuesta Indecente, I believe, is the one at the beginning. You can hear those same tango influences as well. So it's not just in Argentina, but it is all over the world. And now that I think about it, I really want to play that little segment of Romeo Santos's portion of the song. So I will insert that here, guys, just to let you get a little bit more feel about what tango is and tango with these other cultural influences. So go ahead and take a listen to that.
Hola, me llaman Romeo. Es un placer conocerla.
What did you guys think of that? That I love that sound. I love the way that sounds at the beginning there. Yeah, tango is amazing. Tango is probably the most soothing music I can think of that comes from Latin America. You know, a lot of music is a lot of fast beats, a lot of rhythms. As we talked about last week, samba is a lot of drum, a lot of movement. In tango, it is a lot of movement, but it's a slower, more fluid, more romantic style where you are adjusting your body according to someone else when you dance and adjusting your ears when you're listening to it, because it's so beautiful. And it's honestly very interactive. As much as it's not like samba where you can clap and sing along, you'll still find yourself moving to the music when you're listening to it. So I think that's amazing. Guys, as you know, my name is DJ Aventura, and I'm going to take a quick little break, but we will be back to Rhythms of the World. After this, we will talk about a little bit more about tango today and what's going on with it around the world. So keep on listening. This is Rhythms of the World, and you are listening to it on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Guys, this is DJ Aventura coming back from my break there. You're listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. And guys, I just want to say I really do miss being back at school because when I am back there, I can interact with people a little more. And I mean, as I mentioned before, I love my family, but it gets to this point where you're like, I need my space, and that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm trying to record my radio show. You know, I can hear my dog's paws running around in the background. I can hear my mom talking to my grandma, which I love. I love them all so much. But, you know, sometimes, hey, I gotta be in the recording studio. I gotta be doing my stuff, and guys, keep it down, you know? But they're pretty understanding, and I'm thankful for that for sure. But let's get back to talking about tango. Wait, actually, I did want to mention another thing about voting. So I was just on the news, not on the news, I was listening to the news with my mom there for a second, and they were saying how it's super important to remember to sign your ballots when you're turning them in, and not only to sign them, obviously just to sign them, but to sign them similarly to how you signed, whether that is a passport or a license, because they will look at how similar they are. I don't know how true that is, but it was on the news. So just be aware, be careful, and remember to go out and vote when you get a chance. I know sometimes we think our one little vote isn't going to change the world, but it might change your small world. So do what you can. Okay, now back to Argentina and tango. Sorry about my little plugs there, guys. I hope you don't mind, but if you're here listening, then I appreciate you for sure. So something that I learned very recently about tango is that it's actually very, very, very popular in Asia. I mentioned earlier that it's all over the world, but Asia has actually kind of become this sort of new capital, I don't know if I want to say capital just yet, but this new base for tango. I was reading that in Hong Kong, there are a bunch of what are called milongas. They're like tango infused parties. They happen at night, and people in Hong Kong and in a lot of Asia will pay up to $200 to take lessons and even fly all the way to Buenos Aires to learn and to be a part of this huge dance and this industry. And isn't that so cool? I mean, you guys know I love cultures. I love these different cultures. It's one of my passions, is learning about other people. And this is something that I can relate to so much, is wanting to go out. And I'm not cheap, guys, I'm not cheap, but I don't like to spend on things that are unnecessary. Travel, that is necessary. I think it feeds your soul to the point where you just become this entirely new person, and not in a bad way. You get exposed to wonderful people, to new foods, new music, like we're talking about right now. So if you have the $200 to travel to Buenos Aires from Hong Kong, why not, right? Why not? Because, hey, it is part of being human, wanting to learn, wanting to expose ourselves to different parts of this world. So good for whoever pays $200 to go to Buenos Aires and travel the 11,400 miles to get there, because I wish that was me. Don't get me wrong though, guys. I mean, it's not every Asian person. It's not every Asian country. But those few who do, good for you. It's more of like a cult following, I guess, rather than a mass appeal to everyone. In Hong Kong, for example, dances like tango or flamenco from Spain appeal to whoever is younger. I would say the younger generation for sure, because they are either looking to exercise or looking just for like something new to learn, something to go out and do at night. Maybe it's like a nightlife situation. And they enjoy it a lot. And like I said, not everyone finds that tango is their cup of tea, but those who do are genuinely interested in continuing learning about this genre of music and the people behind this genre of music. That's why they travel. It's also just a cool way of like entertaining yourself. You know, I have a weekend where I have a chance to go out and learn a new dance, a new culture. Yeah, I'm gonna go out and do that. And you know, it's very typical of people to want to branch out from what they're used to. I mean, I don't know exactly, I haven't done my research yet on what happens in Hong Kong, what kind of music they listen to. So if they're getting out there and exploring, more power to them, right? I mean, the popularity of tango right now in Argentina is actually going down. So if it's spreading around the world, even better. Especially if it is a cultural heritage, UNESCO's intangible cultural heritage list. It's part of that. So why not keep it alive in any way that we can? This kind of falls now onto the United States and to Europe and Asia to financially, to just traditionally keep it up, to maintain this cultural wonder that continues to be amazing. And this isn't just the case for tango. I mean, classical music is being lost, I think, in a lot of these older traditional countries. And so if you see the millennials, the Gen Zs going out and changing this music, making it their own, being a part of something historical, it's great. It'll keep it alive. And that's what I think is, that's what is keeping tango alive, is these people in these foreign countries keeping it going. I mean, Argentina, as I mentioned, it's waning, and they are proud, very proud of this beautiful genre of music, but they, I'm sure, love the fact that it's getting to the rest of the world. In the United States, I'm hoping that it will develop a little bit more, and we'll hear it, I think, in more, maybe influenced in a little bit more of pop music. I don't know if rap as much, but as we've seen, Shakira has used it, Romeo Santos has used it. Why not have it be a part of all sort of music? I just want to play another brief little clip here, guys, because I love listening to it, and I want you guys to get as much exposure to it through this show as we can. As you know, we can't travel to Argentina, we can't go to Hong Kong, but we can listen in our homes. So let me just play a brief clip again for you guys. That little piece, guys. I just want to mention a few places that I actually found in the Bay Area that do either tango lessons or they have like featured tango dancing at the time. So there is El Valenciano, which is actually a nightclub with bartenders and all, and they have good tango dancing. On the reviews I read, they said they have tango dancing on Tuesday, so I think that's really cool. There is the South Space Alternative Milonga. There is the Argentine Tango with Mira Barakat. Sorry, I'm doing all these little plugs for these people. That one's in Oakland. Tango Magdalena Dance and Art Studio in Oakland. The Just Dance Ballroom. And so many more that we can go to and learn either how to dance tango, what kind of music is popping right now in tango. I can't believe I just said popping again. I said I wasn't going to say that word anymore, but hey, it's a good way to describe it. get out there, guys. Get out there and experience this cultural phenomena that is tango, this heritage that is tango. Salgan y bailen. Encuéntrense a alguien por ahí y sigan bailando porque es lo que importa y lo que nos hace feliz. And if you get a chance to go out and do some tango dancing, let me know. I'm going to be starting up a Twitter page pretty soon, hopefully for the radio station. So I will let you guys know in the next radio show if that happens. And if it doesn't happen this week, it'll happen eventually. But if you do get out there and do some tango dancing and do something fun like that, I want to see it. So, and anything, if you learn how to dance bachata, if you learn how to dance merengue, if you are at home and you just put on some music and are vibing, let me know. I will start that Twitter page up and have you guys follow. Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. This is Rhythms of the World on Penguin Radio. I am your host, DJ Aventura, and I will see you again next week. Bye, guys.